I'm David, and this is Don't Get Dead, your information pathway to a more safe and secure living experience. Tips on staying alive and keeping your possessions in a dangerous world. Paid subscribers at Substack keep access to all the written archives, keep the Don't Get Dead series alive, and activate an on-call response from me as their personal or business security consultant. Get quick answers or in-depth discussions about any security or safety issues of concern. It's a cost-effective way to utilize professional security expertise as you need it at your home or business. A bug-out bag, also known as a BOB, is a survival kit that you can take with you in case of an emergency. It should contain everything you need to survive for at least 72 hours, including food, water, shelter, first aid supplies, and other essential items. The contents of your bug-out bag will vary depending upon your individual needs and circumstances. However, there are some basic items that everyone should include in their BOB. These include food and water. You should have enough food and water to last for at least 72 hours. This could include canned food, water bottles, and a water filter. Shelter. You should have a way to stay warm and dry, such as a tent, sleeping bag, and tarp. First aid supplies. Include a first aid kit that includes bandages, gauze, antiseptic, pain relievers, and other essential supplies. Fire starter. Have a way to start a fire, such as matches, a lighter, or a flint and steel. Multi-tool. A multi-tool is a great way to have a variety of tools at your disposal, such as a knife, pliers, and screwdrivers. Flashlight. A flashlight is essential for finding your way around in the dark. Map and compass. A map and compass will help you find your way if you get lost. Don't rely on online navigation, as that option may not be available. Sunglasses. Sunglasses will help protect your eyes from the sun's glare. Sunscreen. Sunscreen will protect your skin from the sun's harmful rays. Insect repellent. To ward off mosquitoes and other biting insects. Whistle. A whistle can be used to signal for help. Personal hygiene items. These could include a toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, and shampoo. Cash. You should have some cash on hand in case you don't have access to funds via your bank cards. Important documents. You should have copies of your important documents, such as your passport, birth certificate, and insurance cards. Self-defense items. Consider taking along pepper spray or a weapon that can be used to defend yourself and your loved ones. Be sure that you have acquired the training you require for proficiency. In addition to these basic items, you may want to include other items that are specific to your needs or circumstances. For example, if you have children, you may want to include diapers, wipes, and snacks. If you live in a cold climate, you may want to include extra clothing and blankets. And if you have any medical conditions, you should make sure to include any medications you need. It's important to keep your bug-out bag in a safe place and to update it regularly. You should also practice using your bug-out bag so that you know how to use it in an emergency. I'm David. Thank you for listening. Our next episode is about how to behave around wild animals. Paid subscribers at Substack keep access to all the written archives, keep the Don't Get Dead series alive, and activate an on-call response from me as their personal or business security consultant. Get quick answers or in-depth discussions about any security or safety issues of concern. It's a cost-effective way to utilize professional security expertise as you need it at your home or business. Remember these words to live by. Don't get dead.